The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says it's giving millions of Americans a fresh start by removing medical debt from their credit reports. This is a big deal because medical debt affects about 1 out of every 5 Americans. Wow. Medical debt can weigh down a person's credit score for years. So what is removing that debt from the score mean for consumers and for the credit industry? We'll discuss this with Benedict Ippolito, who's an economist with the American Enterprise Institute, which advocates for free enterprise, among other things. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's talk this through. What happens now if somebody goes to the hospital and they're told, oh, your insurance doesn't cover these thousands of dollars of charges? What happens now and what would change?
Well, typically when consumers go to a hospital or a doctor's office, if they don't pay the bill, they're cost sharing, then that bill could be sent to what's called a collections agency. And eventually that collections agency can report that on a consumer's credit profile. And so what that functionally means is that that shows up as what we call a derogatory mark and can reduce your credit score.
Okay. Is that reasonable? Is that as reasonable as any other kind of debt? If I didn't pay my ordinary credit card bill, it would go on my credit card score. Why shouldn't medical debt go in the same way?
You know, by design, eliminating medical debts from credit reports reduces the consequences of not paying a healthcare bill, which, of course, that's the whole point of the policy, but it does reduce the incentive to pay the bills. And we've already seen hospitals and doctors become very aware of the fact that they collect a modest share of what consumers owe in the current market. So some reports suggest that they only collect around half of what patients owe. And so this kind of policy is likely to reduce that rate further. And that may or may not be a good thing, but you do have to think about how providers are going to respond to that. And we've already seen evidence that providers are seeking more payment, for example, ahead of service. So that's important. If you're somebody who may or may not be able to afford a bill, now suddenly you might not be able to get the service if you can't pay ahead of time.